Well, speaking of livestock, let's head over that direction. Cattle futures, some weather concerns out there, but then add to it some astronomically surprising cash prices this week.
Yeah, so a really interesting week. Obviously, you had some very good cash traded, and the futures just flat out did not want to respond to that. And actually, cutouts have been pretty strong this week. I mean, if you look at where we settled yesterday compared to last Friday, I mean, you're going to be up like $7. But the futures, again, really didn't respond, and now you're actually going the other way on the futures. You had limit down or close to limit down yesterday on the settlement. You're seeing some limit down. I think it's just more disappointment that you couldn't rally on good news. And I think the Packers needed to buy some, but I don't think they had to buy a whole lot here. And after they got their needs bought, now the biggest question is, what does cash do from here after trading quite a bit higher? I wouldn't be surprised if cash starts to slip a little bit next week.
What about for the hog futures? As you look at them, narrowly, we're trying to get into the positive and stay there.
Yeah, you know, we're stabilizing a little bit on the hogs, and I think there's a little bit of a spreading action going on between the cattle and hogs. Keep in mind, we set an all-time record high with beef cutouts being over pork. And, you know, if you looked at the cold storage report for pork, it actually, I thought, looked pretty tight. The concern on the pork, though, is our exports. And we're importing a little bit more, but our exports have been kind of disappointing. So we need to get that movement going. But as far as, you know, the cutouts go a little bit higher this week, but the movement's been really good. So we're starting to move out product here. Seasonally, we tend to rally a little bit to the end of January like we did last year, and we'll just see if that market can just kind of stabilize a little bit, as see if demand can pick up.